So what exactly can participants expect from the Sydney Science Trail? How is this one coming together?
Yes, so the Sydney Science Trail is a very exciting program launching tomorrow, sydneyscientetrail.net.au. And it's quite a big program. We started off with something small and it's developed into this massive program. So people can go online and they can experience a whole range of things. We've got five different categories: plants, animals, space, technology and earth. So you can watch videos about experts on climate change. You can play some games about frogs and tadpoles. You can even do some citizen science, such as Frog ID, which means you can actually do some science, which is really what this is all about, getting inspired to excite that inner science in all of us.
How will the virtual program work? I mean, what's sort of the distinction in putting one of these together compared to a physical program?
Yes, it's definitely been a learning experience for sure. Normally we would be doing something in person, but of course with COVID-19, that's just not a responsible thing for us to do this year. So we just thought we'd go completely online, and this gives us a lot more flexibility in that we can reach a whole range of people. In theory, anybody all over the country or over the world can actually access the Sydney Science Trail, which is great. And it means that we can do a whole range of formats. We can do blogs, we can do vlogs. We've got some online games, some videos, some live streams. So there's really something for everyone. Any kind of digital format you can think of, we've probably got it on the Sydney Science Trail.
Now, certainly we don't want people excited over COVID-19 itself, but
no.
have you seen sort of kids and perhaps those in the STEM fields as well, seeing this as something of an opportunity to kind of understand the importance of science?
Yes, absolutely. I think it's shown how important and vital technology and science is and how just integrated into our everyday lives it is. It's actually such an integral part of, you know, our human experience and of the world, you know, globally, especially when things like a pandemic happen. So it's exciting that obviously this pandemic is in no way not a good thing, but it means that we can share our science with a much broader audience instead of having people come to the museum, which has its own incredible benefits. It does mean we can put everything online and share it across the world, which I think has been a way to connect with those we might not have otherwise.
Mm. I mean, you mentioned, of course, it's been a learning experience putting this one together. I think it's been a learning experience for a great deal of educational institutions and for all of the rest of us as well. Do you think, given that it does have those kind of advantages in reaching more and more abroad, there is a future in education switching online?
I definitely think it's opened up that world for sure. I don't know if it will replace completely, but I think it definitely augments that experience and it gives those learning or sharing a lot more flexibility, I think, and a lot more time to prepare in some ways, because you can go in and prepare that content, you can kind of come back to it and do some edits. I know the flexibility that the digital space can offer in terms of changing something up at the last minute if you need to has definitely been a benefit for us. So I think it'll definitely augment the educational experience for sure.
And you mentioned, of course, with the website, you know, people can go along to the website and I think learn things in their own time and in terms of some of those programs you mentioned. But this will be having different kinds of live events and panels and such that will be kind of scheduled into the calendar.
Yes, we thought we had to do live as well as some pre-recorded stuff. So actually for our schools program, which is run through the Department of Education's Dart Connections platform, we've got some live panels and live professional development sessions for our teachers. We wanted to make sure they were able to do some development through the program too. So those will be live for our secondary schools. And then we've got some live activities from the Australian National Maritime Museum, such as underwater robotics, which is just incredible to think about. So they'll be scheduled throughout the program as well. And you'll be able to access all of that on sydneyscientetrail.net.au. So throughout all of next week, in the evenings and during the daytime, we'll have live activities for you.